Cinderella Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks for listening to RBN. To see the guest schedule for this program, go to spingola.com, click on the radio schedule button, and you will see a list of the guests together with links to their websites and other interesting links. For questions or comments during the program, please email Spingola1@yahoo.com. My regular email is Deanna@spingola.com, which I do not access during the program. If you wish to contribute to the RBN Pledge Drive, just call 800-724-2719 or go to republicbroadcasting.org. You may also support RBN by purchasing products from the RBN website or by subscribing to the archives at a higher rate or by buying advertising, or if you have a product or service that you would wish to promote. Again, you can do that by going to republicbroadcasting.org or by calling 800-724-2719. As most of you know, the NATO summit began in Chicago yesterday, Sunday, May 20th, and ends today, May 21st, 2012. I did not go to Chicago, though I could have, as I live in the suburbs, as I mentioned before. I watched the news last night, which showed the police in SWAT gear and a crowd of protesters who were, for the most part, quite responsible. Here's what a good friend of mine wrote about the event beforehand. If the so-called resistance had any brain cells working, they all would have known to stay as far away from Chicago as possible during this very critical time. Yes, no protesters would have been so sweet. The riot police, fighter jets, drones, black UN helicopters, crowd control weapons would have had no one to clash with. The paid provocateurs would have no crowds to disrupt, giving the police no plausible reason for their use of overreaching force, and the majority of the people might have finally woken up to the reality of what we are facing. The news has been filled for weeks with warnings of a massive police force descending upon Chicago from all over the state and nation, possibly the world. Highway closing, mass transit disruption, because of all the protesters of the NATO conference. As predicted in the media, these so-called protesters took the bait, flooded the city, and the uninformed public think that it's the protesters who are to be feared and despised for disrupting their lives. Some people applaud and encourage this debacle. And meanwhile, it keeps getting darker outside. The resistance is either dead or deluded beyond hope, in my opinion. Unquote. All righty. Today we were going to have Keith Johnson, but he had an unfortunate family emergency. And we had about a half hour. And as luck would have it, I had just talked to Carolyn Yeager yesterday, and we had arranged for a program later this month. But my guest today on very short notice is Carolyn Yeager. She is the author of Auschwitz, The Underground Tour, published by the Barnes Review, and that you can find that at barnesreview.org. She has written several articles for the Barnes Review. Her website is carolynyeager.com. And very interestingly, the very, very last program that we did together was Friday, May 20th, 2011. This is our anniversary show, Carolyn.
Anna, isn't that amazing? Wow. It's 1 year anniversary since I've been on the program. And not that you didn't invite me on, but I had reasons. I didn't feel like I should come on, so... but I'm glad to be here today. It's worked out just perfectly. And, this timing, I would like to say a little something about what you're talking about, NATO. But, the timing, about all of this, like this May 20th thing. Also, you know, this is, yesterday was the new moon. And nice. I kind of timed my, our new network. Well, I hear the music, so.
Okay. We'll get back to this on the other side of the break. Stay tuned. Be right back, folks.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Carolyn Yeager. She is the author of Auschwitz, The Underground Tour, and this is published by the Barnes Review. Her websites are carolynyeager.com or carolynyeager.net. So catch us up to date with what you've been doing with your programs, and just tell us what's been going on in your life and what you're doing now.
Well, thank you, because there's been a lot of changes. I think it was on the 14th, I announced on my Heretics Hour program, which has been on Voice of Reason Network for the last 2 years and 2.5 months up to that point, that was my last program on there, that I was departing Voice of Reason. And I explained that I and a partner were forming a new radio network, internet radio network. And this partner is Tan Stoffel of Age of Treason blog. It's his the URL is ageoftreason.blogspot.com. He's pretty popular, pretty well known, has quite a following. And I don't know if you're familiar with that blog, Deanna, because I know there's so many. We get into a certain number of places to go and read, and we kind of stick with that. At least I do. And I don't always learn about new things or get into new things. Only once in a while I do, and then I'll make an adjustment. But I don't know if you're familiar with that.
No, I'm not.
Okay. Well, you
now, was he the gentleman that was on with you and William Fink?
No. But I have had him on Heretics Hour 3 times, and he's been on other programs on Voice of Reason.
That's where I heard him.
Yes. Tan Stoffel. He uses that as a pseudonym, T-A-N-S-T-A-A-F-L. Anyway, he is building the network, and we had determined that we would be ready on the 21st, which is today, to do a nighttime Heretics Hour program from there. That was kind of me pushing it, you know, and he was trying to get it, but he said that it just wasn't ready. So we put it off until next week. And so in the meantime, then I was afraid I wouldn't have anything because I've always prided myself on having a show every week, as I know you never miss either. I have noticed that, Deanna. Holidays, any time that people have a good excuse for not doing their program, you still do your program. So that's something that trait that we share, I think.
Right.
We must like doing our programs.
Well, I missed 2 days because I was in the hospital. But then I
yes.
was, you know, back and doing it. So, or maybe it was just 1 day. I can't remember. I was kind of, when I did come back, I was kind of not quite with it. But, yeah, that was back in November, late November.
Yeah, yeah. So we have this, we're just very, I guess, committed or obsessive or something, but whatever it is.
Or maybe both, committed and obsessive. Those are good traits.
Yeah. So then it turned out that this gentleman that I did do a program with William Finke, the one you might be thinking about, is Severus.
Okay.
I've had him, and I started talking to him yesterday, and so we just decided to do a show from my website tonight, which Bill Finke is taking care of. He's doing that behind the scenes. So so a lot of is happening, and this happened with you all of a sudden, that I would come on with you. So I'm here with you today. I will be having a kind of a special broadcast tonight from CarolynYeager.com, and there's a little radio player going to be there, and people can go there. And instead of going to Voice of Reason, go to CarolynYeager.com and click on the little radio player, and it's a pop-up window, so you can then go. You don't have to sit there, you know, right there on the website to listen. You can move around all over the net while you're listening if you want to. And, of course, it'll be archived afterwards. So this is going to be an interesting program. And then I want to talk a little bit about the new network when we get to that.
All righty. Now, you've done quite a lot lately with Christian Identity. You've done several programs with Bill Finke. And, you know, I kind of understand the Christian Identity movement, and I endorse various factions of it. You know, I'm not into like the chosen people. And I have a different viewpoint of what chosenness means. In my opinion, chosenness is that, okay, if God does have a special people, then they are chosen to bless other nations, to bless everyone around them. They are not chosen that they're special and get, you know, and are the select of God, that they somehow will get blessed. But they have a great responsibility to bless other people and to be a good example. So that's my idea of chosenness.
Yeah, I heard you say that on a radio program once. I think you might have been talking with another Christian identist. Now I can't think of his name. Now Eli James. Eli James. That might have been the one. But I heard you explain that. Now my position is different than anybody else's that has been mentioned here. So Bill Finke and I are friends. He's a great person. He's very sincere and principled, and he's helped me a lot with the computer, with my website, and making it possible for me to have all my podcasts on there and so on. And I enjoy and I agree with him all the way on racial issues, but I'm not actually Christian identist. I'm not anything like that. I'm not religious in that sense. And my idea of chosen is that while I think that I agree that the white race is, to my understanding, and from what I see the evidence of it, is the leading or the most beneficial race so far on the planet, and the most evolved all the way around, although I know there are others that have evolved highly also, but there's just for all round good stuff. I think it's the whites, and so I think the white race, the survival of the white race, is extremely important. And I think that it's not. I don't think any race was chosen by God. I can't do it that way. I think that we were we don't choose ourselves. I don't think of it in terms of chosen, but in terms of what the evidence is as to who has accomplished what and who is accomplishing. And I don't think, Deanna, that we owe other races, we owe anything to other races. I think that then brings up this liberal idea, which is really where you see yourself as superior because you think you must help these others because you're in a position to do so. And you can say it's because we are more blessed by God, but I think we've just evolved. We've evolved further. We've evolved differently also. If you don't want to say further, we've evolved differently. And so we have, you know, we have a lot of abilities maybe, and maybe we should share those. But I think that other people also need to be respected as they are and left to do what they can do. And if they ask for help, then you can consider helping them. But I wouldn't, you know, yes. And we tend to push it on them.
Well, by being a good example, I mean, okay, this is what we've done. You know, look at this example and follow it, because I do not believe that we should look upon other peoples as inferior, and so therefore that we, if we see ourselves as superior, that we are somehow enabling them or treating them as second-class citizens. I certainly don't believe that. But
well,
I do believe in being an example, you know.
Well, here's the thing. I think that it's obvious when you look at between one group and another, or one individual and another, who has accomplished more and who is more accomplished. Now, you can say, well, that doesn't make me any better. Okay, you have to decide what kind of terms you're using there. But you know, the problem comes in. What about John F. Kennedy started that? What was that? The Peace Corps.
Oh, right.
And we were going to go around and send people to these third world countries and help them to learn to help themselves. That was the idea, to teach them about things about drilling wells and flood control or whatever it was, growing their. But how did that turn out? I don't know. That's somehow. I haven't put any attention on that, so I'm bringing up something I can't really talk about. But I think that's kind of gone, isn't it? Or maybe they still have it in some form. But it we now have a reputation for simply going around the world attacking people,
and
forcing people to do as we want them to do and to adopt democracy and to become a part of our allied group.
Exactly. We're not inviting them to do what we've done, to follow the example. You know, we're not over there teaching them how to fish instead of giving them a fish. As you say, now we're bombing them into submission. So obviously the Peace Corps, with the emphasis on peace, apparently they have abandoned that altogether, because I don't hear too much about it anymore. And instead of people joining the Peace Corps, they're joining the military.
And another thing that's going on is that instead of helping people where they are in their own countries, it's been set up so that we create refugees, or we decide that people should come to the United States to study or learn, and so we now have this huge immigration system going on.
Terrible.
And this
Carolyn, hold that thought, dear. We do have to go to a break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Today is Carolyn Yeager. Her websites are CarolynYeager.com or CarolynYeager.net. And tonight she will be broadcasting from her website, CarolynYeager.com. So be sure to go there at 9 o'clock. Let's see. What time? 9 o'clock Central Time?
Or is it nine? No, eight Eastern. Eight Central. Okay. Eight Central. Nine.
Okay.
Eastern.
Okay. It's 9 Eastern. Okay.
Yeah. And you know, Deanna, they're both the same. I mean, it's just, I just have owned both domain names, .com and .net. It's not a different website.
Oh, okay.
But it's, I started out with .net because .com was not, I was still using it for my old one, I guess, something like that. And then I added it, and so now you can just get there either way. But I generally say CarolynYeager.com because, you know, of the Carolyn and com, you know, the alliteration. I think it sounds better. But I do actually like the sound of .net.
Yeah.
Sounds. But anyway, there you go.
You know, it's interesting. You mentioned John F. Kennedy and that he promoted the Peace Corps, and I was thinking during the break, so there's another reason why they got rid of him. They just wanted to change the whole parameter of how and why we go into the countries.
Yes, and the purpose that they have is, I think, to create these, what they call multicultural, but really multiracial, societies all over the Western world, so that there is no more white race. And so, part of this demonizing of whites is a part of this same program to bring in a lot of non-whites and then to have these non-whites have all these grievances against whites and have whites look bad because these elites are doing all this. It's not your average white person. It's not you or I who want to do things like this that the elites are doing in our name. But, you know, this has all been created, as you know, you talk about it a lot, And it really is Jews who are behind it more than anyone else, although they have non-Jews working with them. But this is kind of a Jewish plan to of how the world should be set up so that they can be in control of it.
Absolutely. Professor Kevin McDonald said that, and I quote, "Jews have been at the forefront in supporting movements aimed at altering the ethnic status quo in the United States in favor of immigration of non-European peoples. These activities have involved leadership in Congress, organizing and funding anti-restrictionist groups composed of Jews and Gentiles, and originating intellectual movements opposed to evolutionary and biological perspectives in the social sciences," unquote. So basically, and they've been doing that for a long time. Go back into the 1880s, and they basically started this movement back then.
Yeah, so thanks for that quote. So then, so what we have really is the problem is not hating people, it's not hating other races, it's that they're mixing us up for the purpose of basically destroying the white race, I think. And that's why I've become a very strong advocate of the white race and white rights, which is a position that is attacked all the time as white supremacist and so on. But I have become something of a white separatist because I think that people are better off among their own kind, and that and what we have now is we've just crossed the threshold in the United States where more non-white babies are being born than white babies, and we knew this was coming. And so we are now no longer, if we have more less white babies, we're no longer a white country in the United States of America. What does this mean to us, and what does this mean to the white race? I think that that the white race is going to become a very much picked on and discriminated against minority when it becomes more of a minority. I really do.
Sure, because they will blame the white race for everything that's ever happened, when in fact, if you look behind the curtain, just about every war and just about every catastrophe has been at the hands of the people that you have already mentioned, the Jews.
Right, and so now we've got this situation where I think, since they use overwhelming force, you were talking, this is very interesting, this NATO conference in Chicago. I'm not really prepared to talk about it, but I was aware of it. And, they use overwhelming force and, through the media too, through ways that are not outwardly, you know, violent, but to bring about their agenda. And so I think the time has come since we have crossed this threshold, say in the United States, that the white people of the United States, say, need to use strong force to protect ourselves and against this. And I don't mean, force like arms and military might or something, which we don't have, but verbally. I think we need to speak out more strongly verbally about what the real issues are, and we haven't done it because of fear of being perceived as racist and, you know, hateful and all of these things, which is really all manufactured propaganda.
Carolyn.
Yes.
Yes, I agree with that. One of our listeners said, you called yourself a white separatist, correct?
I said I'm becoming more of that. That's what I would, you know, I didn't used to,
the listener said, not white supremacist, not a supremacist.
No,
which is a totally, totally different thing. So I'm glad that you are using that terminology. That's great. We do have to take a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey, John, you know, we were kind of wondering
what?
That, well, we knew you guys were saving stuff and getting ready for something like
yes.
this. So what I'm trying to say...
The answer is no.
Man, I've been your friend for 20 years. We played on the company softball team together.
We simply don't have enough food.
But I'm your friend.
Look, Norbert, I came to you 3 years ago, and you basically called me crazy and walked away.
But...
Sorry.
Bummer.
Folks, they may be rolling their eyes at you now, but they'll be on your front porch when it all hits the fan. So why don't you mosey on over to TexasReady.net and order up a Liberty Seed Bank for you, your shirt-tailed relatives, and all your non-prepping friends. Order your bank at TexasReady.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357. TexasReady.net. Are you Texas ready?
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Carolyn Yeager. Her website is carolynyeager.com, and she is going to have the Heretics Hour tonight at 8 o'clock Central Time at that website. And you were talking about the homogenization of this country and the fact that you were becoming a white separatist, which is very different from a white supremacist, which people kind of use as a, to vilify people.
Exactly right. They always use the term white supremacist for everybody, whether it's Kevin McDonald or if they ever talk about me, which is rarely, but which is nice. But anyone, because these people are not supremacists. I'm not a white supremacist. There's no need to be a white supremacist. I mean, if people are what they are, and they can do what they can do, and they do what they do, and it's all there. You know, the record is all there. So you don't need to go around spouting that you're better than someone else or make some kind of a philosophical statement or rule about it. So, but the only, you know, the reason I'm becoming a white separatist is to protect whites and white culture. Now, speaking about culture, you know, in this country now, we don't have white. Our white culture is just about gone. You have to talk about the heartland. You have to go into rural Iowa or something, and you might find some of it, or you find some remnant of it. But you don't really find it. because we mostly have Jewish culture in this country, which is cultural Marxism. We know what cultural Marxism is, and that's really the culture that the Jews have enforced. And we're so used to it that we think it's our culture. And probably many people at this point think they prefer it because it's more entertaining in a sense, if you want to get down in the gutter, than there is under old white culture, you know, which is, you know, when you think about folk culture, you just think about people sitting around and having their songs and singing and having potlucks or having fairs, you know, and things that are kind of simple. They're not all this sophisticated stuff that we have now available.
Or the morally degraded culture that we have now. I mean, where can you really find good art? I mean, just recently they are moving the a statue of Marilyn Monroe, the one where she, you know, her skirt blew up on some Hollywood Boulevard or something. That isn't art, and some of the garbage that they are promoting as art is absolutely deplorable. And so where, as you say, the whole society, whether you're talking about TV programming or Hollywood movies or art or literature, where's our good literature? Where's our the goodness of the culture that we used to have before we were infiltrated or before they assimilated? I guess that's the same thing.
Yeah, most of our books that are put out today are by Jews. I mean, you know, it's just amazing. I mean, most of the writing that is new writing and new publishing is by Jews, and people don't recognize that, and they don't always have real Jewish names. But it's easy for Jews to get books published, but it's not so easy for non-Jews to do that. And then the Jews use the blacks or the African Americans for their own purposes, and the African Americans see that there's some benefit there for them, so they go along with that. And so we really are under the gun here with just about everybody trying to wipe us out. And that might sound like too strong a language, but
no,
let's just say that. But to get back to the culture. We don't have our own culture, and that's why I say white separatism is a cry to be able to be just among ourselves and establish again who we are, what we are, and have our own culture and our own way of life. And that is not asking too much. But as long as we have all these others and we're outnumbered, you know, we really can't do it.
Right. And can you imagine if we had a store that had the sign "white only customers allowed" or "white only," you know, any facility. There's a magazine, Ebony, for instance. What if we had something that like that?
White.
Yes,
I was trying to think called white.
Think of a good word for it, but yes, ivory. What if we had a magazine called Ivory? You know, dedicated to white culture. Wow, would the media take that on? Be terrible. Be vilified.
Yeah, so that shows you who's, you know, what the media is all about. I mean, why shouldn't we? Why shouldn't there be? But it's not allowed, and they actually will say that whites have no right to celebrate themselves because they're they've been the majority, but they're the ones in charge, and they're the oppressors. So therefore, that's why, because we're identified as oppressors.
And so what we have the people who are fighting against the whites, whomever they may be, whether they're blacks or Hispanics or whatever. The Jews are sitting back watching all of this while we destroy each other. I mean, because with this immigration, we're not going to be mad at the people who legislated this immigration. We're not going to look at exactly who was behind the immigration. We're going to be mad at the Hispanics coming in through the southern border, taking jobs. We're going to be mad at them. And so when it gets right down to it, our hatred will be misdirected, or our displeasure will be misdirected.
Well, if we have race wars in this country, the ruling Jewish class will try to make it work for their benefit. There's no doubt about that. So,
oh, absolutely.
I hate to even think about it. You know, think about Haiti back, I don't know when it was, 1800 sometime. When was it earlier than that? When there was that native uprising? The French who were in control of Haiti then.
Yes.
And they rose up, and the native black population rose up, and they slaughtered all these French people who were only doing what seemed to be, what was the right thing at the time. And Haiti was a beautiful place, and people were fairly well off, but the blacks, were the French were the elites, and the blacks were, on a lower scale. But they had a better life then than they do now. They took over. They killed all those whites. They were French people from France, mostly. And they took over. And we've been trying to have self-government, self-rule in Haiti all these years since. And it never succeeds. So the Haitians are a people who cannot rule themselves. They can't govern themselves. But because of political correctness, we can't say that. But it has to be said. I mean, they can't, and therefore, for their own good, they need a different people who will be kind of a ruling, governing class to run the country. And
I think, though, that that part of the reason, whether you're talking about Haiti or whether you're talking about certain nations in Africa, they had resources in both of these places that the elite wanted. And so most of the time when you have such corruption, it is because the elite, the people who are after those resources, find somebody that will sell the country out, put them in a big mansion, give them a lot of money, and then go in and plunder the entire country. And then you're going to have a lot of angry, angry people who are going to oppose this. And so it has been a series of terrible, terrible local rulers who have, in fact, sold out their populations. And that is the cause of a lot of it.
Yes, Deanna, but Africans have a whole history of their own people selling their people.
Sure, sure.
I mean, this is the way they operate. They have it goes on like this all the time. And so I don't think you're going to find amongst that they're going to be able to do this on their own. So they do. They're actually better off if they have white. Actually, it turns out to be whites, or it could be somebody else. I don't care who would govern for them and see that things that there wasn't so much corruption, because they are very susceptible to corruption.
Right.
And and naturally their resources are going to be mined, and they're not. Here's the thing with Africa, very rich in resources, and they're not capable of making use of them because they, on their own, don't have the capacity, it appears, we've seen it for a long enough time, to develop these things. So they have to, white companies come in from Europe and so on, and they make contracts and do agreements, and then they start doing this, and they employ all of these Africans. And supposedly, of course, things go wrong. Of course, there is greed and there's wrongdoing. But this works. This has worked better for Africa than anything else.
But you're talking about a different way of looking at things. To the average person who is very much in touch with the earth and who lives in a very different kind of cultural setup, that they're tribal. To them, gold and diamonds are insignificant. But it is the white man or the elite who have put a value on these things. But to the average African, perhaps their family is more important than materialism. Perhaps their attention, their bonding to the earth, the way that they look at the earth as giving them their food, and they put back into the soil what they take out. They have a more, you know, they're not exploiting the soil. They're not going in with big cranes. And,
well, they're not. And, they don't because they're not able to. But well, I'm not. Maybe. But I'm all for that. I mean, I would be all for leaving the Africans alone in their tribal settings the way they had been and close to the living and being of some help, you know, to some degree. For them and not exploiting their resources, leaving them be. I'd be all for that. I think we can get along in this world without all these resources that are under the earth, you know, bringing them all out and making use of them. So, I know we can, and when we need to be inventive and invent things that, you know, that we don't have naturally, we're able to do it. So so you're right. It is the greed of the certain of the wealthy who have the ability to form big companies and go after these things who do it. But then you have the African leaders or the certain Africans who make agreements, and as you say, they get put in big mansions or whatever, and you know they get wealthy. It's these greedy elites from both races. Who are doing it. So sure. I don't know. You know, it requires a kind of a socialism to probably bring about the best balance.
Right.
A type of socialism. Socialism. And of course, I'm a believer in nations. So my program tonight's going to be a kind of a variation on some ideas about national socialism, the different types that developed in different, some differences that people developed. But national socialism is I think, the best way to go, some form of it for everybody. And it has to be a love of your own people. And what we have now is not people who have any love for their own people, and there's no national sense, but it's only wealth and money. And that does, as, you know, I think we'd agree, is most strong in Jews, the love of wealth and money.
Oh, the materialism and, yes, everything. I mean, it's just, we don't need as much stuff as we have. We certainly don't need to exploit other countries and plunder other nations in order for us to have cheaper oil or whatever it is. I mean, it's terrible what your average American might think. That, oh, okay, if they go to war in Iran or if they go to war in the Middle East, then our oil will be cheaper. Well, my word, look at all the millions who perish just because you want cheaper oil. I mean, it's just... It's just a terrible thing.
You know, it's a human life means absolutely nothing. If we haven't learned that by now, human life means absolutely nothing to these people. And we keep electing these people. You know, we elect them because they put their choice of who we can vote for. They bring it down to these few. And there's no real freedom in choosing your leadership either. So, you know, the whole game is rigged. So I think that we need to get back to national loyalties and racial loyalties and start separating ourselves rather than continuing with this coming together in this mishmash, because that's the way to destroy everything that you've been talking about that you see as valuable.
Right. Well, the diversity absolutely, which is, you know, what we have here, that there will be no unification of our values, of what we think, because all of these people that are coming into the country, many of them have their hand out and have been promised, you know, if you go to America, then we're going to educate you, we're going to get you a job. Meanwhile, you have the people who have lived here for generations and generations who don't have a job anymore, who've lost their homes. It is all a way of destroying the economy, of making this a multinational country where we will not get together and not recognize who the real culprit is that we need to target. And that is a shame. It's a terrible shame. And, of course, they do it because they own the media.
That's right. That ownership of the media was the worst thing we ever allowed to happen. And this is where these things come about, because we're not aware. And we're brainwashed into thinking that if we are aware, and if we do look at what certain groups are doing, that what is that the police call? You know, we're looking at people as a group, and that's not allowed, and that's wrong. What do the police?
Politically correct. We have to be politically correct.
Well, we can't. Yeah, I can't think of the term, but this is why Tan and I have decided on the name, the White Network, for our new radio network, because
you should call it Ivory. The Ivory Network.
Everybody has ideas how not to make it so blatant. You know, I've heard from several people. They said, somebody said, call it the White Minority Network, so that we won't seem like white supremacists.
Well, I think we're saying white
because we want to come right out and show that by just using the word white, you're looked upon as committing some kind of a crime against the rest
Carolyn,
of the world.
Hold that thought. Well, we got to go. Be back in three.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Back. Our guest today is Carolyn Yeager, and her website is carolynyeager.com, and she will be broadcasting tonight. Just go to her website at 8 o'clock Central Time. We were talking about the name of your network, the new network.
Yes, and thanks for bringing that up again, because in this last few minutes of this first hour, I would like to make the point that we've we've developed this white network and it's a real white separatist territory. I mean, because we think there needs to be such a place, because there is no place where it's only white. And of course, this, as we already mentioned, how this is looked down upon. But we're holding up the flag here for whites, and it's about whites, it's for whites, and it's by whites. And our guidelines are that we don't even want guests of any of our hosts to be non-white. So this is a white place, and with no apologies on that. We're not demeaning anything that's not white by doing it. We're just saying, gee, we have the right to be white and to talk white and to stay white if we want, don't we? And so,
I'm about as white as anybody can get. You know, I'm your traditional Nordic yes. type person. So, but yeah, I think that's good.
Well, do you think it's fair? I mean, I think it's fair.
I do.
Yeah. And we have to fight back against this thing that we can't extol what is white. You know, we can't do it. It's wrong to do it.
Yes. You know, it's not something you're going to hear on national TV. I don't think that, you know, it's so what you're saying is so unpolitically correct. That's why I'm kind of giggling, because it is so politically incorrect. And yet you're right. You're right.
Well, it is right. And you know, our, I don't know if we're going to feature this or not, but we do believe in that phrase by David Lane, that famous 14 words, we must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children. We take that very seriously, and we do think that it's come to that. You know, it has come to that. He knew it. People have known it for a long time, but finally it's really here that our existence is threatened.
Right. Interesting.
And white children, you have children, you maybe have grandchildren. People who have grandchildren should be thinking about what this country is going to be like when their grandchildren or maybe their great grandchildren grow up as white, blonde, blue eyed children, and what kind of discrimination and harassment and disfavor they might be in for. And people say, well, you did it to us, so it's your turn to get it. Well, oh, that's not very nice, you know. I mean, we still, maybe so, but we still have to protect ourselves. I believe in protecting and caring and loving about your own and protecting them. That comes first.
Right. Yes, I really agree with you. And of course, we all worry about our descendants. We all worry about our children and the kind of world that we will be leaving to them. And certainly this is something that is a very huge issue, given all of the immigrants into our country. Alrighty, we do have to take our 60-second break. We will be right back after Station ID with our guest today, Carolyn Yeager. Stay tuned.
The next